Jeremy's Drama by Hector Tilly. Chapter 2. Down Under Blues. Maria welcomed him so happy, and soon they caught up on gossip from a year ago, and things felt normal and pleasant, as if this was the place he was looking for all along. In the afternoon, Jeremy walked down to the gallery across the shore by the pretty street of stone pebbles and warm tones of sun, and found himself in the coffee shop they called The Love. A boy came running out the door, wearing a slick Gucci suit in pretty tones, black hair, big blue eyes, and looks of gold. He ran right into Jeremy and his coffee dropped. And Jeremy's shirt happened to be in the way to catch it all. Jeremy cursed and yelled and stressed like a fucking little six-year-old. And the boy looked at him, surprised, and ran away. Jeremy was so upset, for his pretty little clothes had been stained all over with coffee at Love's Cafe. But in the middle of madness, 10 concerned waiters and 20 towels, the boy came back after the shower, and with no hesitation or excuse or towel, handed Jeremy a bouquet of roses and complimented him on his Prada. Now you might picture the coffee shop. 40 witnesses, tea gone cold, soaking towels, all that surrounded Jeremy, the boy, and this juicy drama. Everyone waited in awe. Jeremy's answer to this public gay romantic panorama. He looked at the boy, a perfect example of all he'd been looking for in a guy. Looked at the people, so fanatic to this drama. And then the window that said, Cafe the Love. And all felt so perfect, like in a gala. But wait! Stop the tape! Sorry if I got you excited with all that fairy tale twist, but that's not the end of the drama. Well, stop listening, those who believe in these happy things. But for those who really want to know Jeremy's answer, step back into that coffee shop with me for a second. For Jeremy's laughter was louder than life's stupid drama. Out he walked from the Love coffee shop, standing love, romance, and the boy with flowers. With a big ass smile on his face, he laughed on everybody's face and dismissed the so-called love as he walked away, feeling free, silly, and happy to be untidy, soaked in coffee, wooden even challenge. Walking along the shore, barefooted, looking all messy, he sang old Boy Scout songs with a funny smirk on his face that only the happy know. Along came Maria, walking along some hot, rough-looking bad boy with a tattoo on his stomach that spelled, Powell? She rushed. She wanted to introduce her cute friend Powell, who just happened to be single, gay, and in no rush for love. And the answer to our bad boy Jeremy's drama. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's drama. Please look forward to more audiobooks from HT Audiobooks.
Okay, let's do that one more time. Jeremy's Drama Closing, take 2.
Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. Please keep checking the site for more audiobooks from Hector Delay. Come back soon. You know you want to. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. If you'd like to hear more audiobooks from Hector Finley, please spam his MySpace account. Don't laugh while I'm trying to be serious! Shh! Thank you for listening to Hector Finley's. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. If you would like to hear more audiobooks from Hector Finley, please spam his MySpace board. He will definitely get off his ass and do more. Thank you once again, and please don't forget to sign his MySpace. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. I'm sure you had a great, fantastic time. Please zip up your pants and walk out the door. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. You may now zip up your pants and get a towel. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. Once again, it has been absolutely hot, yummy, pleasure reading this for you guys. You guys are great, not to mention the fact that I, you know, had to do this whole thing half naked. Yeah, okay, put your clothes back on. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. At the moment, there are no more audiobooks. Please zip up your pants and go to the bathroom. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. 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 Thank you for listening to Jeremy's Drama. This whole thing is in great thanks to Hector Finley, you know, with the whole HT audiobooks and the whole MySpace and YouTube. Oh yeah, YouTube. Big up the YouTubes over there. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hey, MySpace, you want me to talk about you more? You better spam it up, people. Spam it up, spam it up, spam it up. Be our friends. Be our friends. We want friends on MySpace. We love to have friends on MySpace. Add me, add me, add me. I want to be your friend. Oh, come on. You knew you liked it. Come on. You even came back and listened to chapter 2. Just add me already. Thank you for listening to Hector Finley's audiobooks. Once again, we are excited and happy that you are our friends on MySpace. And if you're not, you really should add us. Please, please leave your comments. We love to hear what you have to say. Good, bad, dramatic, boring, even the teary people. I mean, you guys can all put whatever it is that you want us to read because we really have no life. We will sit here, we will read all your comments, and maybe even add you to our friends. Yeah, right. We're going to add everybody to our friends. We want friends, okay? Woo! We're on MySpace. You have to have friends on MySpace, okay? And YouTube, come on, people. You YouTubers need to get MySpace account so we can add you, too. Thank you once again for listening to Jeremy's Drama. You have a great, fantastic day. Bye-bye now.